Most Americans do not need to look at a coin to know what John F. Kennedy looked like. When they hear his name, most just don't think of an airport, a library, or a school. But almost 60% of the people in this country weren't alive when he was assassinated 40 years ago today. Surveys say that more people today have vivid memories of the death of Princess Diana, the fall of the Berlin Wall, and certainly the attacks of September 11, 2001. And yet, having a sense of John F. Kennedy is almost inescapable. He's a historical figure who's become an icon, an image, like Coca-Cola, Diana, or Shea for some, that exists beyond age, ideology, or even death. His ranking in history has dimmed over the years. Biographers have pointed out the ways in which John Kennedy could be reckless, faithless, and corrupt. And yet, calling someone Kennedy-esque today is still a compliment. It evokes an impression of youth, grace, vigor, to use a favorite Kennedy word, and unscripted wit. At a news conference in 1961, he was handed a slip of paper saying that NASA had just launched Ham the Chimp into outer space.
I guess chimpanzee who was flying in space took off at 10:08. He reports that everything is perfect and working well.
One reputable columnist, after talking to businessmen, obviously, reported this week their attitude is, now we have you where they want you. Have you seen any reflection of this attitude?
I can't believe I'm where big business wants me.
Like members of Congress, I have been, during the last few days over the Easter holiday, back in touch with my constituents and seeing how they felt. And frankly, I've come back to Washington from Palm Beach, and I'm against my entire program.
Millions of people love John F. Kennedy, but there were also millions who thought his tax cuts were too large or his civil rights policies too timid and his foreign policy inept. He was elected president by the smallest of margins. He died making a political trip because he was worried about getting re-elected. The 40th anniversary of John Kennedy's death is the anniversary of when the United States began to develop a collective memory of images. Radio reports about the bombing of Pearl Harbor or the death of President Roosevelt flashed instantly across the country. But when tragedy struck in 1963, television seared our minds with images. The Andy Warhol Museum is opening an exhibit today around some of those images called Image, Memory, and Myth. Museum director Thomas Sokolowski refers to flashbulb memories from those days. The beautiful, bereft young widow, blood-spattered roses in the back of a car, an unkempt, accused assassin doubling over with a gun in his stomach.
That image would be like a flashbulb, and it would immediately flood those memories back into your brain.
Andy Warhol kept returning to images of a grieving Jacqueline Kennedy, the loveliest, gravest image of lost. Mr. Sokolowski remembers Mrs. Kennedy bending down to whisper in the ear of her 3-year-old son, and John F. Kennedy Jr. standing tall on his small legs to salute his father.
And what's extraordinary about it, I think, as a kind of flashbulb memory and an image that's so potent in this